Ready? Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, April 14th, 2011.
Hello! Episode 348.
348, y'all.
348.
Oh my god. That's almost like 350 shows.
Ooh.
Well, today
Which
is.
Almost 400.
Duh. Oh my god, 400.
That's like almost like a half a thousand.
No. Y'all, we're chewing gum. You can buy yours.
You gave me this weird mint chocolate chip ice cream gum.
Isn't it kind of good, though?
It's weird.
But it's kind of good.
It makes me hungry.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. The strawberry shortcake one's pretty good, too. But the mint one's better.
Yeah.
So today, it is sunny, y'all, but it's cold as shit outside.
It's cold as shit.
So cold as shit.
Get your scarves out.
So what's been going on? What's happening? What's going on? What's new?
What's new? I don't know. What's new with you?
Let me look at the show notes.
Because
we have show notes before we started the show. We actually, about 5-10 minutes before the show, we did our warm-up. We watched a couple things on YouTube, and then we danced a little bit of Britney.
We got some Britney going on.
We got a Britney
dance
on.
To the world dance.
What? Get it.
Don't dance to the world dance.
Just like that, y'all.
You don't stop. Whatever.
Who sings that song?
Oh. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't think so. Mm. So, we're going to start off. I really need to throw this gum away. It's bad. I can hear myself.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You start talking about Thursday, and I'm going to go get some water and throw this gum away.
How rude.
So rude.
You're a stupid bitch. So, Thursday was Josh's birthday, and we did a lot of fun stuff. We went to... I forget what the place is called. Ricky, what was the place called for pre-drinks?
The first round?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was full of douchebags. There's a lot of bitches there, and they were pretty slutty, and I'm pretty sure everyone was having orgasm conversations about how much money they made. Awesome. And we were there for a while, and then we went to this really expansive Italian place.
Oh my god,
so it was expensive. Downstairs. That means it was expansive.
As soon as I walked in, I thought, oh, we gotta go downstairs. That's expensive, y'all. We're paying to go downstairs.
Shit. Okay, you did that right into the mic.
I know, I do that on purpose to piss people off.
Piss them off.
You know what? This shit's for free. Have you ever
seen curly fries?
Have you seen that?
Yes. I said no.
I saw this bitch trying on a skirt, and I was like, "What's that taste like?"
I said, "I want Dr. Pepper." Oh, that's so funny.
Oh,
so yeah,
you have to watch that on. I think I've talked about that on the show several times, but
what is it called again?
Unforgettable.
Unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
Unforgivable. Yeah. I said, I want waffle fries. So Josh's birthday was we went to the douchebag bar place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went
what
to
was
this,
that? The high life? The cap?
I don't remember.
It was real douchey. I mean, and straight up I'm douchey. So glad I dressed up for that because I was kind of dressed up and I was thought that I may be overdressed because Brad thinks that whenever I go out, I kind of overdress everyone else.
You do.
He goes, I feel underdressed when I'm around you. And I go,
I do
well,
make it up for what I dress like at work.
You though. Are.
No.
I don't know. Like, ever since...
Oh, my God. It's so windy, y'all. There's a tumbleweed outside.
Oh, tumbleweed. By tumbleweed, we mean homeless person.
No. Oh. It was actually... It's the Chicago version of a tumbleweed. Grocery bag.
Right.
It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
I don't know. Ever since I was younger, anytime I went out to a bar... or club, I always dress nice. I never like, I'm not a, like a jeans and t-shirt person when I go to a bar.
No. So. I mean, I don't know. I just think with when I was in San Diego, it was very casual everywhere we went. So that's kind of why that's where I come from. And then here, like the places that I usually go to, you don't have to dress up. It's
whatever. Well, obviously everyone else feels that way too.
Yeah. And I don't feel like I need to impress anybody. So.
Well,
it's true. Anyway, so going back to the birthday.
So we went to this expensive Italian restaurant who had really good fucking cheese crackers. Mm. Like, they weren't crackers, like regular crackers. They were kind of like crisps or wafers, kind of. But they had, like, they had Parmesan cheese baked on top of it, and it's real thin. So it was like... So we ate about 4 tons of that because we knew our dinner was going to be like $5,000. But I have to admit, even though it was kind of expensive, the food was good.
See, that's the difference with like Italian places. Right. I feel like it's either you always pay and you get a mediocre Italian because it's like, I can fucking bake this at home.
Right.
This but place was really good.
You couldn't bake really anything that they had.
I had, what was the butternut squash ravioli? Mm,
that was good.
Oh, man, that was a delicious.
And I had the sausage one. And Bill had the sausage one.
Yep.
There
was, it was you, me, Bill, Kevin, Josh, what was her name?
Keith
and
the girl,
Sarah, who she was our token girl. She was awesome. I dug her.
Cool.
And then after that we went outside and it was raining and we decided to walk.
It sure was raining.
And y'all sure got soaked.
It got so soaked, y'all. I had an overcoat on, a corduroy overcoat, but everything was fine except for the front of my shirt, which was like soaked.
It was soaked.
It was so soaked. It was ridiculous.
No, and then we walked to.
It was kind of cold too.
Yeah, we walked to Downtown Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and that's where the shit started.
That's where the shit started. The shit storm. It was awesome. It was Josh's birthday, so we walk in there, and it's kind of like a.
It's pretty much.
Bar is that?
It's here's the thing. It's a gay bar, but it's in a sense like a. A downtown, I'm like from out of
social
town.
Kind of.
Social.
Mm-hmm.
I would say maybe a lounge. Kind of like a lounge. Stop talking to your tricks. Focus on the show.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get some information, okay?
Mm. And no, it's more like a downtown kind of like gay lounge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess where you
it's
can
nice,
sit
It's nice. It's dark.
It's very casual, but dressy casual.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun. Except for Mr. Puerto Vallarta.
Yes. So we're sitting there, we're all talking, and there were, what, seven of us? And
six.
We're six, and we're talking.
And it was,
just hanging
we were
out.
Kind of like in a booth area, and then there's little tables in front of us, and so it was like three and three. It was me, Bill, and then there was Kevin,
Keith and Josh
on one side. And this drunk guy walked by, and you could tell he was foreign.
And he was all kinds of drunk.
Shit, and he walked but right in front of us. And by the way, this isn't necessarily a good walking path to do this.
Like,
when you walk through this, you're interrupting us.
Right.
Rude.
Rude.
And then he went to the bathroom, and then he came back out, and he started dancing again. And then fucking Bill.
I think Bill and I both said,
"Yeah, it's his birthday.
It's his birthday." He's like, "Oh, feliz cumpleaños!"
And then he starts dancing on him, and Josh
in a lap dance.
Yeah, and then Josh is like, "Oh my god, are you a professional stripper?"
Right. He's like trying to make a conversation with the guy. Where are you from?
What's your sign?
Josh is from Nashville.
Yeah.
So
that's what he do.
He talks like this, and he says ice cream and. That's so sweet. Like, we both talk to each other like that because we know we get the language. But.
Yeah. Whereas I don't.
No.
And I just do it.
You just do it. And you sound real gay.
Yeah.
So this guy is giving Josh his lap dance, and then he turns around and he sees the beautiful James LeRoy.
Leroy.
And he. You.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
So he starts coming over and talking to us, as in you, and Ricky, Bill, and I.
Right.
And he is looking at me, and he's touching my head and my face with his hands, and he's spilling his drink everywhere, and he keeps bumping in the table.
Speaking Spanish.
Speaking Spanish to us.
And speaking English, kind of.
Like, it's like, I know five words in English, and I'm going to talk to you.
It would be kind of like me trying to speak to someone in Spanish.
Right.
With the five words that I know. And pinga is one of them.
I do not want to see your pinga. And he... Oh, and this was really funny. I think you made the best observation there was he went up on the only person there that does not like Latinos.
Right. All up on you. And he was all on him, and he was trying to talk to him. He was like close talker. You know?
He was all up in.
And then all of a sudden, you just see his tongue go from James' chin
into my nostril,
into the mouth nostril area, and then up his forehead.
It was disgusting. My face got raped.
It sure did. It got raped a couple times, actually.
Oh my god! And I
and Bill and I were just like,
you guys were laughing, and I pushed my head back into the booth, and I couldn't go any further. And he kept kissing, and I just moved my head, and he starts necking me, and I push him a little bit. Then he goes away, and then he comes back for round two.
Well, he went back over to Josh and talked a little bit.
Oh my god, so ridiculous.
He was really ridiculous. And then Kevin was just like, you know what? This is a private party.
No. There's still more. He comes in and he's trying to talk to Bill and I.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there laughing. And he comes in. He's like, "You want me? You want me?" And I'm like, "No, I want him."
And then he points to Bill.
And I point to Bill. And I'm like, "I want him. I'm with him." And he's like, no, you want me." And he goes, I'm like, "No, I want him."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Yo, quiero Bill." And he was just like, "Why you no want me? Why Bill?" And I'm like, "He was here first." And he's like, "No." And he slams his hand in between Bill and I. Into the booth. And he's like, "I was." And I was like,
and Bill was just like, Bill was like, "Ah!"
And then it kind of got a little serious and a little crazy. And Bill's just like, "You need to go to the bathroom."
Right. And then Bill tells the guy, "He's single," like pointing towards me. And the guy looks at me and was just like, "Ugh." Because Bill and I kind of made the decision on Monday. We'll talk about that. That he was making fun of us, but we didn't know it.
Yeah.
But we found it kind of cute, I guess, because, you know, he was barely speaking English. So.
Yeah. So I left, and so did Josh and Keith. Mm-hmm. So it was really, honestly, the four of us. And then Kevin went to the bathroom, and he came back. And by the time he came back, I was gone.
Well, he tried to get up on Kevin, and Kevin was like,
"No.
No habla español. No.
No.
Get away."
He was like, "No."
He's like, "I do not do the brown people because I'm brown."
No. And so it was really funny because then I walked away and I see Kevin talk to him. And he's like, "No, you're interrupting my party. This is a private party. You need to leave." Point blank, you need to leave.
Like, Kevin got kind of rude. I was like, he's means business.
Oh, well, thank you,
Kevin. But he's really the one that stood up because I was loving the whole thing and I was not.
You weren't getting face raped.
No, but I could have been face raped and been okay with it probably.
Shit. That's our title.
What is it? Lori, my face has been raped.
Lori got face raped.
So, yeah, we went out to, we left there and went to Roscoe's, where there was a really hot.
I'm gross.
Y'all, ooh. Y'all, that was
it smells nasty.
Y'all, I'm copying Big Fatty, and y'all, that was Chipotle with some nice sauce on it. Which my burrito was ridiculous.
Your burrito was intense.
He made it so ridiculous; it was not even funny. So then we went to Roscoe's where we danced and drank more. Oh my god, we had a lot to drink. And then,
which though, at the end of the night, though, like the next morning,
I didn't feel bad.
I think we drank very well.
But Kevin and Josh, not so much.
Oh shit!
Because after we left Roscoe's,
oh shit,
and then they were drinking a hot mess. Because Kevin doesn't drink that much, so when he does drink, he gets a little crazy. Okay,
cry.
So after we left, they wanted to go eat somewhere. And I was like, okay, it's raining. I'm not walking far in the rain. So if you guys want to take a taxi, we'll go wherever you want. And they're like, okay, let's go to Clark's on Belmont. So we go there.
No, you guys were originally going to go to...
to the pick-me-up cafe. Yeah. And I was like, no, I am not walking five blocks.
Not with you
assholes. Not really assholes, just drunk. So then we get there, and the waitress obviously sees that they have had a little bit too much drink, so they ask for my ID and my credit card. So I guess if we try to run, they know where to charge it to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they continue to talk, and two guys walk in and they're going to sit behind. One of them sits behind me and the other one's still standing up. And I had looked at Kevin, like, as soon as they walked in, I was like, oh, that Latino guy's so hot. Well, obviously you don't tell Kevin or Josh anything that you want to keep secret while they're drinking. Because he said, Kevin goes, hey,
hey you.
My friend right here thinks your friend's hot. And then the guy goes, okay, we're straight. And then they just leave. I looked at Kevin and I said, don't you ever fucking do that to me again. Because, you know, people will kick your ass.
Yeah, they will. Oh, man. But the Roscoe's, we did run into somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into somebody. Somebody to love.
So I'm standing there and this guy comes up and asks Bill and I, where is Scarlet? Which is the bar that's near where we are.
Like four places down.
And we're like, well, it's right down there. You'll see a lot of people smoking outside of it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I hear someone going, oh my God, Ricky? I'm like, no. He's like, Ricky from Foul Monkeys? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh my God, I'm Jesse. I've been listening to you forever. And
not,
you
know, like, not like the normal forever people, right. But he's been here since the beginning.
Almost the beginning, yeah. So he was like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, we live in the same city and I never thought I'd see you. And and he kept going and going. He's like, oh my God, where is James LeRoy? I go, that's James LeRoy. And then James turns around and goes,
Do you remember
what you said?
No, this is what I said. He goes, I've been listening to you guys and I love it. And I turn and I go, who's been listening to us? It was great. You can find our picture on the Foul Monkeys Facebook fan page.
But he was so excited and he got to see Bill and Kevin. Excited. Okay. I had tweeted. I said, oh my gosh, we just met a listener from the show and James LeRoy was with me and he was so excited. And the listener was too.
I
know, right? Stick with me, kid. It happens. So, actually, should we go ahead and play his call?
Yeah, we should get that call up and going.
Yeah, let's get it up and going.
No, he was fun. He was fun.
Yeah, he's cool. And I think he wants to hang out and have some fun. Aww. So we're going to do that. And also, we got an email from Nanon. And he gave us...
Let
me hear you say
every time.
So he sent us an updated picture, and he's, like, damn cute, of course.
God, yeah, he is.
So,
Nanon, I do you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Jesse.
Whoa.
This is Jesse.
I'm calling in for the Foul Monkeys. I saw Ricky and Leroy at Roscoe's. I think it was Friday. And by coincidence, I felt like, oh my God, Ricky, you know, like, I was so excited. I saw Ricky there and I got to meet Leroy, which is awesome. And yeah, so for all those people who want to know how Leroy looks, Leroy is hella hot. Yeah. He's a cute guy, and he's a really nice guy, like, so nice. And Ricky, in person, is, like, really nice and super skinny. So, I was just very excited because I've been listening to Ricky for quite some time now, and you see somebody that you've been listening to for quite a while, it's like, oh, my God, it's, like, a celebrity, like, oh, yeah, it's Ricky, you know, like, I couldn't believe it, you know, and I know he was in Chicago, but I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm ever going to bump into him, and by coincidence, I did. My friend Andy is the one who went to ask for, we were trying to go to, I think it's called Scarlet, and he went to ask for directions, and when he went to ask for it, I'm like, he's taking forever, and when I turn around, I'm like, my friend, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Ricky from Foul Monkeys. He's like, sure, go say hi. I don't want to be one of those stalker, celebrity kind of people. Like, you know, for me, celebrity, because I've been hearing him for so long. And he's like, go ahead. And I went over there. I'm like, Ricky? And he, like, looked at me like, who the fuck is this bitch? You know, like, I'm like, from Foul Monkeys? And then he's like, oh, my God. And I had to ask, like, who's Leroy? And then he's like, this is Leroy. And then I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I kind of knew already that it was him, I don't want to give anything away, but
good.
But yeah, I was like so excited. My friend Andy couldn't stop talking about Leroy. He would be like, "Hi, Bobby, he's so cute. Bobby, he's so cute." I'm like, "All right, calm down, bitch. Don't talk about my foul monkey people like that." But anyways, I just wanted to say hi. And I was so happy to see you guys, and I hopefully bump into you guys again. And I want to apologize to Kevin because I almost, like, knocked his fucking iPhone off his hands. And it was an accident, Kevin. I totally, totally apologize. Aww. I was just really excited to see Ricky and Leroy. But, yeah, sorry, Kevin. I would have to, like, I would have bought in a new one for him if I would have, like, really dropped it or something on him. So, yeah, so keep up the good job. And
sorry.
I can't wait to hear your last your next podcast. All right, bye.
Thank you for calling, Jesse.
Oh my god,
it was so cool. It was so cool.
That was a lot of fun.
It was awesome. It was awesome, y'all.
It was awesome.
So, yeah, and then that night ended, and oh my god, we're just not even into more than half of our stuff for the show.
No, not at all. Yeah, yeah. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm. So our next thing is that we were reading the Red Eye, which is, you know, our local paper here that was made by people in
Nebraska.
So on the cover is Scream 4, which we're going to go see that on Saturday.
Saturday.
Which we're super excited.
I'm excited.
But as we're looking in here, there's two stories in here that's interesting. The first one is West Hollywood in California wants to use Lakeview, which is the gay area. Part of it is the gay
Boys
area.
Town.
Boys Town, which is in Lakeview. Right.
Correct.
They want to use the Boys Town name for their area in West Hollywood. And some people aren't very happy about that because they feel that, Chicago is the original Boys Town. And then West Hollywood says they're historically the original Boys Town. Yeah. Is that right?
Something along those lines, yeah.
So, I don't care. How do you feel?
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun to have all these little boys towns everywhere here and there. But at the same time, I do agree with
Boys
Chicago.
Town, Chicago. Boys Town, West Hollywood.
Real world Chicago. No, I think it'd be fine. But I don't know. I think West Hollywood, you need to get creative. And
yeah, I mean, because we all know it's already the gay area. So
right.
And they called
West Hollywood.
And they call WeHo or something like that.
Soho?
No, Soho. That's South Hollywood,
no,
right?
That's Soho's in New York.
Oh. Whatever. So, and the other article is, they have like this thing where they give numbers and they give the statistics of what the number's for. And let's see here.
Oh, wait. No. We have to go back to Boys Town because I have to insert my Nebraska thing. On the side of it, it talks about,
let's not forget Nebraska.
Let's play the name game. This isn't the first occasion that the Boys Town name has caused confusion. Or is it Boys Town? Two words. So growing up, I knew of Boys Town as the first two that are mentioned. One is Boys Town, Nebraska-based childcare facility, and then there's also Boys Town Village, which is an Omaha suburb where Boys Town is based.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two that I know of. But then there's other they list other things like Boys Town movie, then all this other kind of stuff. So that's what I knew Boys Town from.
Nebraska, Nebraska, y'all. And then this other thing here is they give, like, I guess the top five stories around the world or seven stories.
Yeah.
Well, one of them, which is kind of weird because they didn't give it a number. I guess they left it off. Pink toenail ad controversy. A J. Crew ad that shows a mother painting her little boy's toenails pink has sparked a storm of internet outrage with much of the whatever directed at right-wing pundits who swiftly criticized the online ad. What's that word?
Which one?
Vitriol. So basically what's happening is people are upset because they showed a woman painting her son's toenail pink and they think it's very offensive.
Did you see the caption?
Pink toenail
ad?
No,
on the ad, the actual ad. Have you seen it?
No.
The caption on the ad's like, "I love my boy, and it's so nice that his favorite color's pink."
Aw, well, I think that's very progressive.
I
think that's okay.
I thought the ad was cute.
And I'm just going to say this right now, because I've been reading like some crazy stuff on Wikipedia. But until the 1920s, the mid-20s, pink was related to the color for boys, and blue was related to the color for girls.
Yeah.
And then the gender role changed, and, you know, they changed the colors. So originally pink was the boys' color.
Right, right. Stop looking at your messages. It's not a booty call.
It's not a booty call. It's a booty text.
You're sexting?
No, I'm not sexting. I'm trying to set something on.
Not yet. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. What do you guys think about that controversy? Do you think it's stupid? I think it's stupid because
I think it's horrible.
It's retarded. Ridiculous. I mean, it's just a little boy, and he's getting his toenails painted. Who cares?
I did that in high school.
Maybe she didn't have a little daughter, and that's what she wants to do, or something.
Right.
She's not emasculating him.
No.
He's a boy. He probably doesn't even care.
Get over it.
Get over it. You stupid.
Don't be such Republicans. A stupid bitch.
Right.
No, did I ever tell you that in high school I used to paint my toenails during finals?
Oh my God.
Because it helped me. Well, it helped you distract your mind. Because it's, you know, the stress and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'd just paint my toenails. Nobody would ever know. I always had shoes.
Well, that's
on.
True.
So
what colors?
In your face. Just different colors. Random. Whatever my sister had.
You should have her do them for you.
Girl. I can do them myself.
You can do it yourself?
Yeah. So the only other thing we have is your Friday night. Seeing Hannah.
Yeah, I went to go see the movie Hannah with this cute boy named George that I've been talking to.
Mm.
He's so cute. So we went to Butterfly, which I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's like a sushi place.
Yeah.
And they just opened up a wine store right across from it called Lush. The wine store is awesome. They have the sign. It's not actually, it's in the window, mm-hmm. but it's on there's two ladders on the side and a piece of wood going in the middle. And they have these huge letters with the big, you know, Hollywood mirror lights.
Oh, yeah.
And it lights up and it says Lush. So we went in there and he's holding up two bottles of wine. He's like, which one should we drink? And I was like, because here in Chicago, and a lot of people don't know this, but in a lot of the restaurants here, you can bring your own alcohol to
the BYOB.
To the restaurant. So he goes, which one should we get? And I said, well, I don't know. Let's get both of them. He goes, drink two bottles of wine? I'm like, yeah.
Uh-uh.
He's like, he's like, well, I really don't drink that much wine. And I was like, okay, well, we'll just get one. And we picked one.
Shit's gone. Mm-mm. George lied to you.
He drank it just as much as I did.
George lied to you.
He was sipping on it and drinking it, gulping it like I was.
Bill's getting me into wine.
Wine's good.
Yeah.
Which we had awesome sushi, and then we went to go see Hannah, which is so good. And I want to say Annette Bening. Kate Blanchett was mega bitch in that movie.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, you're such a mega bitch. Oh, she was such a bitch. She was making me angry.
Yeah.
Hate that.
She's good. I like her.
She was good, and she talked in a country accent. Like, she was from, like,
Yugoslavia.
You know who she sounded like? Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs. You know how she talked?
Oh, yeah.
That's how she sounded like.
Hello, Clarice.
Actually,
good evening, Clarice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, George and I are going to go see Water for Elephants tomorrow.
Exciting.
So I got to finish the book.
You
I'm almost
the book
done
tomorrow.
I'm mind. Almost done. I only have like.
Speaking of which, my friend
80 pages left.
That's good. My coworker, my assistant manager, she's telling me she just got a Kindle and she's. Go. Do I look like I read? No.
I just recently got started into reading.
Yeah. And I think that I'm thinking about like a Kindle would be good to kind of get me into it.
The thing that's hard is I like to listen to music. And I can't listen to music on the train or wherever I am and read at the same time because I can't separate the two. So it's either I have to read on the bus or I have to listen to music on the bus. And I don't like audiobooks.
What if you, is it because there's lyrics in the songs?
That probably could be. And I could probably listen to classical or Baroque music.
You
it'd
could
be okay.
Also, check out Album Leaf. They're really good. They're my study reading music. They're from San Diego.
I'm pinching my cheek.
Oh,
my
cheeks.
Downstairs cheeks.
Ew.
Speaking of downstairs cheeks, yeah, we gotta go.
Speaking of downstairs.
So we have a listener contest, you guys. No one has entered the intro.
We have two.
We don't have a drawing.
Contest. No.
We don't have a drawing. You can look at the back of James LeRoy on the fan book.
Facebook fan.
Facebook.
Page.
fan page. Hey.
Fuck. I'm never going to get it right.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it.
So then we have that. So if you can send us an intro, I'd prefer it from Drummersticks. Because we want to
get on that shit.
Get up on that shit.
Let us know if you're
going to. I thought you loved your gay boyfriend. Your ex East Coast gay boyfriend, now Midwest boyfriend. He will do anything for you once you get divorced.
Anything. Yeah. No, you can kiss it.
Want Poppy. You can even kiss it.
Inside jokes.
Inside story that may be a story that we tell on Pride 48. Never know. Also, we have a 5th year anniversary coming up on April 29th.
What?
And we need you guys to call us and tell us happy anniversary, how long you've been listening, where you're calling from.
If you like
anything you want to tell us, if you fucking hate us, we'll listen. We listen. And in the next episode, you guys, we're going to have this new segment. Not a segment, probably the one-time thing. It's called Counseling with Ricky and James LeRoy.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope you learn from it.
You'll learn. It's very Dr. Laura.
So give us a call, 206-984-3685. We need 5-year anniversaries. Call us, ask us questions so we can answer them. Any opinions that you have, whatever you want to send us.
Topics to talk about. That's always fun,
right,
too.
Topics. We need topics.
We could do that.
You can mail them, too. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can email me at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter. I'm foulmonkeys.
And I'm jamesleroyfm.
And you can also follow us on our Facebook fan page.
Yeah, cancer!
Oh,
you messed that up.
Wow.
That means
and then you can do
cancer.
That.
Too soon.
Okay, you guys, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is
Nebraska.
This is James LeRoy.
And we will talk with you next week.
Holler.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay.